Hello everyone, this is Jeffrey. I welcome Luigi Ferri to the podcast as a guest host. He is someone that makes great posts on LinkedIn, and I really enjoy his content, and I reached out to him and asked him to begin making these short podcasts. He's an expert, great stuff to say, and I hope that you all will reach out to him. And I do thank Luigi for allowing us to host his podcast. Also, this is our attempt to help amplify voices wherever anyone is around the world that has great things to say. And I thank him for it. And if you would like your voice amplified, please reach out to me. Thank you very much, Luigi, and you all let us know, Luigi and I, what you think, and have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast, a warm greeting from Germany. I'm your host for today, Luigi Ferri. Jeffrey, thank you for giving me the opportunity to lead today. Our journey this episode, navigating the maze of IT certifications. Hey there, colleagues. In the contemporary digital age, the relevance of IT touches numerous sectors, from finance and telecom to healthcare. Since 2010, there has been a surge in IT certification requests from these industries. The question on many minds, is a certification the right pathway for everyone? With the IT world constantly evolving, many ponder, should I get that certification? Is it truly worth the investment? The responses are complex. If you are at the start of your tech journey, lacking experience or credentials, certifications like Heidelberg's 2, DevOps, and ISO standards might be your golden ticket. Not just a shiny badge, but a roadmap for required skills in your dream role. They open doors to better job prospects and offer a strong foundation for future endeavors. Plus, in some industries, specific certifications are mandatory. I recall an RFP from a customer demanding particular certification for each role due to their organization's specific frameworks and standards. However, remember the investment. IT certifications might be pricey, but they can also open doors to roles with higher pay. I found on Coursera that an IT professional in 2020 saw their raise jump from 5,000 to around 13,000 with the new certification. That's significant. Fields like cloud computing, cybersecurity, and project management often link certification to higher salaries. If you are considering the financial perspective, this path may be worth exploring. If you don't have a traditional IT degree, certifications become even more crucial. It's a tangible proof of your commitment, dedication, and knowledge. Some individuals who invested the time and resources into networking and certifications were able to reinvent their careers. However, many in IT, surprisingly, don't possess technical certifications. Sometimes, their roles or customers don't demand it. Practical experience can often outvalue a certification. It's about your capabilities on the job. My tip: before diving in, do your homework. Browse LinkedIn profiles of professionals in your desired role. Examine job listings from respected companies. If uncertain, seek advice from industry veterans or consider finding a mentor. Whether through certifications, experience, or both, the IT domain values ongoing learning. Assess your position, your aspiration, and choose your journey wisely. Thanks for tuning in, dear colleagues. Study and earn certifications if you aim to secure your desired future role. If you want to learn more, connect with me on LinkedIn. The link is in the episode details. Always keep learning and see you next episode. Goodbye.